the whole point of a surgical hub is that elective day procedures are protected from any such surge capacity. I was looking for copper-fastened guarantees on that, including an operational policy around that as well. Pretty satisfied with the commitment that they gave. But this is coming from concerns that were raised from some of the staff members at Letterkenny University Hospital. And look, you can't blame them for raising these concerns because the experience to date has been that other things that have been guaranteed previously have been used for surge capacity and has rendered that pretty much useless at times when the hospital are busy. And that is meant to be ring-fenced, but they have confirmed that there will basically be a physical barrier to access from the main hospital into the surgical hub, but that for vertical expansion for additional bed capacity in the hospital, that will be able to be accessed from a different floor.
Now, we know there was an announcement of capital funding by the HSC this week. Nothing specific regarding the surgical hub, but the hope is that we will see planning start on that and start very shortly.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I suppose we're in design phase for the surgical hub, and that's why this question is timely, to put the HSC on notice that we need guarantees around how the surgical hub is going to be designed so it does protect it from surge capacity. The HSC capital plan, you know, has other things for LUH in terms of the design plan for the surgical hub and also for the overall plan for the campus. So that's welcome, but we need all of these things to be progressed as quickly as possible because the need is extremely acute in LUH.